Siyabonga. We thank the Lord for this grace, this opportunity that we can meet in this way.
Siyabonga uNkulunkulu ngomusa wakhe ukuba siphele lithuba lokuphinde sihlangane futhi.
Shall we pray together?
Cela ke sithandaze.
We thank you, our Heavenly Father, that we can gather in this way.
Siyabonga baba wethu osezulwini ukuba sikwazi ukuhlangana ngalendlela.
Help us that we won't take this time for granted.
Siyacela Nkosi usisize ukuba singalithathi leli thuba ngeze.
We have gathered here to remember an event that cost you an awfully lot.
Sihlangene lana Nkosi ukuba sizokhumbula isikhathi esakubiza okuningi nokukhulu futhi.
It cost you and your son, our Lord Jesus Christ, more than whatever any man has ever had to pay in this world.
Lokhu kwakubiza inani elikhulu kuwe Nkosi nakuyindoda nayakho. Inani okwakungefunyanwe muntu ukuba alikhokhe emhlabeni.
And may we gather with a relevant reverence and awe that would be pleasing to you.
Kwangathi ke singahlanganyela Nkosi ukuzobabaza sihlonipha ngokufanelekile.
We pray that you will please bless this time. Bless the singing, bless your word in a way that will bring honor and glory to your name.
Siyakunxusa Nkosi ukuba usibusise lesi sikhathi, busise umculo, ubusise ngisho nezwi lakho ukuba lethe inkazimulo egameni lakho.
We ask this all trusting in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Lokhu sicela sethemba egameni eliyigugu lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
Amen.
Amen.
And I trust we have all been welcomed and we all feel welcome and that we have come here to hear what is on God's heart for us.
Ngikholwa ukuthi ke bese simukeliwe futhi sonke sizizwela simukelekile sinenjongo yokuzwa lokho uNkulunkulu asiphathele kona.
Before the choir comes forward, I just want to read one verse that touched me this afternoon.
Ingakazi choir ke izocula, bengifisa ukufunda nje ivesi elilodwa elingithintile ekuseni.
Isaiah 52 verse 14.
Ku-Isaya sahluko sika 52 ivesi leshumi nane 14.
For many, the servant of God became an object of horror. Many were astonished at him. His face and his whole appearance were marred more than any man's, and his form beyond that of the sons of men. But just as many were astonished at him.
Isaiah 52, sukela evesini 14. Njengalokhu abaningi bamangala ngayo ubuso bayo babonakele kunoba abantu nesimo sayo kunesamadodana abantu kanjalo iya kwethusa izizwe eziningi amakhosi ayakuvala imilomo yawo ngenxa yayo ngokuba lokho angatshelwanga khona ayakubona nalokho angakuzwanga ayakuqonda.
That was a prophecy of what he was going to look like, what the Lord Jesus was going to look like there hanging on the cross.
Kwaku isiprofeto lesi, kuprofetwa ngesimo uJesu ayizoba kuso lapho esifele.
And what goes together with this verse is Isaiah 53 verse 3. He was despised and rejected and forsaken by men.
Isiprofeto futhi siyasithola laphana ku-Isaiah 53, evesini lesithathu. Yayideleliwe yashiywa ngabantu umuntu obuhlungu owazi ukugula.
A man of sorrows and pains and acquainted with grief and sickness, and like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we did not appreciate his worth or have any esteem for him.
Yayideleliwe yashiywa abantu umuntu obuhlungu owazi ukugula, yeyiswa injengosithezelwa ubuso ngabantu.
And the reason I read these verses is that we ask ourselves, why am I here today? Why have I come here this weekend? And why have I come here to this afternoon service?
Isizathu sokuba ngifunde lamavesi ukuthi ngiyafisa ukuthi lo nalowo azihlole azibuze ukuthi kungani ngize kulezi zinkonzo, kungani njengamanje ngizithola ngihleli la ngilindele ukuzwa lenkonzo elandelayo.
Have I come yet to behold the lamb that was slain?
Ingabe ngizile la ukuzobheka leli wundlu elahlatshwa na?
Through my spiritual eye behold the lamb of God hanging on the cross for my sin.
Ukuthi ngombike ngizowuzwa lana bese ngikwazi ukuthi amehlami ngwasuse la ngwabhekise kuleli wundlu laselibukeka lesabeka lingasabukeki.
May it not be that even one among us has come here just to be entertained or just to socialize.
Kwangathi kungefunyanwe noyedwa laphakathi kwethu oze ngenhloso nje yokuthi yena uzothokoza lana noma uzokhuluma indaba nabanye.
That will be a shame considering what Christ did for each one of us.
Lokho kuyoba yishwa uma uqhathanisa lokhu Christu asenzele khona.
And even as the choir ministers to us in song, may we behold the Lamb of God hanging on the cross, slain for our sin, and not just be entertained.
Nomikwaye sizosiculela la, kwangathi singambheka, singalibheka leli wundlu elahlatshwa, lahlatshelwa izono zethu.
So we'll ask the youth choir to come forward, and after that we'll ask Baba Khoza to bring us the Lord's word.
Sesicela youth choir ukuthi ke ize phambili siculele emva kwayo sesiyoshiyela kubaba Khoza asiphe izwi.
Thank you.
So the youth choir will sing two songs. We will sing a Zulu song and then one that is mixed Zulu and English. Kusho ukuthi ke ikhwaya izosiculela abacula bemabili lesiZulu lihlube nesiNgisi bese siphetha ngelesiNgisi. Leli ke lesi ngisi likhuluma ngokuthi enhlizweni yami uJesu wabeka iculo okuyilona manje elingithokozisayo, ngiyahlabelela, ngiyahlabelela. The Zulu song speaks about the Lord's victory, Jesus' victory. We sing hallelujah because he rose and he conquered death, and now he is waiting for us in heaven, and we say hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sekuphelile ukulwa kwenkosi, seyinqobile yadlula ukufa. Masibonge ngehubo lokuthi haleluya. Wafa uJesu wanqoba uSathane, wachitha onke amathebo esitha. Siyamdumisa sihuba lokuthi haleluya. Ngesonto wabuye wavuke kuseni ezokuvuka Nkosi. Sasihlangane sonke nangokuthi Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
Ngiyanibingelela bazalwane nonke enhlangene la ntambama namhlanje.
I greet you all brethren, all of you who are gathered here this afternoon.
Nalabo ekungenzeka ukuthi basilalele ngamagagasi omoya.
And all those who are listening to us via other means.
Ngiyanibingelela nonke ngegama elihle igama eliphezulu kwamagama onke.
I greet you in the name that is above every other name, the wonderful name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ngiyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu namhlanje na ukuthi nami anginikeza ithuba lokuthi ngimela ngidlulise lokho kusenhlizweni yami kulomkhosi omkhulu kangaka, umkhosi wePhasika.
I thank the Lord that He too has given me an opportunity to pass on that which I have on my heart in this Easter time.
Siyabonga nasekwayeni esisiculele.
Thank you to the choir for singing for us.
Ngesikhathi ngihlezi lapha phansi ngilalela ikhwaya icula.
As when I was seated listening to the choir singing,
kwaba khona ukufika enhlizweni yami.
Something came to me.
Ngacabanga ngathi ukube kuthiwa bengiyigagu ngikwazi ukuhlabelela bengizosukuma ngeculo lapha.
I thought if I had the voice that could sing, I would want to sing, get up with a song.
Iculo elithi siyigugu siphambano.
The song that says and speaks about how precious the cross is.
Ngoba indaba yesiphambano nendaba yePhasika enhlizweni yami inkulu.
Because the message of the cross and the message of this Easter time, and to me it is such an amazing and great, great message.
Akukho engingakulinganisa nakho.
I can compare it to nothing.
Nesehlakalo esehlayo ukuthi umsindisi wethu afele izono zethu, akukho engingakulinganisa nakho.
And there is nothing that I can compare that our Lord came down and died for us.
Manje na yikho ke ngithi bengingasukuma ngeculo elithi siyigugu isiphambano ngoba sangehlukanisa nezono zami.
That is why I say I would want to stand up with that song to say how precious the cross is to me because it separated me from my sin.
Ngoba ngisuke ngibuka emuva.
Because when I look back,
ngicabangwe ngesikhathi ngingakazani noJesu.
And I think of the time before I came to know the Lord Jesus.
Ngicabange izono ebengizenza.
And when I think of the sins that I was in.
Kodwa bese ngicabanga ukuthi isiphambano sangenzela okukhulu.
But then I think of the cross and see what an amazing work it has done for me.
UJesu wafa esiphambanweni lachitheka igazi lakhe.
Jesus died on the cross for us. His blood was spilt for my sake.
Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi mzukwane kusa kimi. Ngaya esiphambanweni ngaguqa ngacela into ethelelo ngayivuma izono zami.
I remember when it dawned on me how I came to the cross and I knelt before the cross and I confessed my sin.
Ngayizwa into ethelelo.
And I experienced that forgiveness.
Kubalulekile ukuthi empilweni yomuntu noma imuphi umuntu okhona emhlabeni kuhambe kuse kuye.
It is critically important for each person that each person who walks on the face of this earth that they would have that moment when this dawns to them.
Ngoba uma kungasi uselana mhlambe kosususe sogweni usukhala.
Because if it doesn't dawn on you while you are here, maybe it'll only dawn on you when you get to hell.
Ngicabanga indodana yolahleko.
I think of the prodigal son.
Okwathi sekusile kuyo ikade lapha engulubeni yathi ngizosuka ngiye kubaba ngifike ngithi baba ngonile phambi kwakho naphambi kwezulu.
When it dawned on him when he was there in the pigsty, he said to himself, I will go back to my father and I will say, Father, I have sinned before you.
Manje na umthandazo wami ukuthi kwangathi kuleli phasika kulowo okungakasi kuye kuse.
And it is my prayer that for each one during this past time, everyone who this message has not yet dawned upon them, that they would experience it and that it would dawn on them in this time.
Isiphambano senkosi uJesu kwangathi singawenza umsebenzi waso empilweni zethu sonke.
May the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ do its work in each one.
Ngiye ngacabanga indaba yendoda eyazalelwa emzini wokubhujiswa igama layo umKristu esifunda encwadini uhambo lweyihambi.
I remember the story of Christian that was born in the city of destruction, the story told in the Pilgrim's Progress.
Uma sekusile kule ndoda ukuthi ihleze emzini ozobhujiswa.
When it dawned on him and he realized that he was living in a city that was going to be destroyed.
Kuthiwa yayisisuka ithatha uhambo yasuka yayofuna indawo la izosindiswa khona yayofuna umuzi lapho izokhululeka khona.
It is said that he left that place and he decided to journey to find a place where he would be saved.
Uma isihambile le isahamba le ndoda kuthiwa yazi yafika endaweni lapho kwakukhona khona isiphambano.
And as he was going, he came to a place where there was a cross.
Uma ifika lapho esiphambanweni kuthiwa yasibheka isiphambano.
And when he got to this cross, he looked at the cross.
yadabuka enhlizweni yayo ukuthi uJesu wafa la esiphambanweni efela izono zami.
And his heart broke when he realized that the Lord Jesus himself died on this cross, dying for my sin.
Yacabanga kwembuleka izono eyayizenzile.
And the sin that he had committed were revealed to him.
Uma ngabe isibheke isiphambano isibheka ngokudabuka, icabanga nezono zayisola ngalezi zono eyazenzayo.
And when he looking at that cross filled with sorrow and remorse for his sin,
umthwalo wezono zayo eyayiwuzwa iwuthwele incwadi ithi waginqika waze wayophoseka emhosheni.
It is said that when he had that remorse for his sin, that the burden of his sin rolled down.
Kuyisifiso sami namhlanje ukuthi nawe kuleli phasika uma ngabe ufike la usathwele umthwalo wezono zakho, kwangathi ungakuzwa lokho kwaziwa yilowo muntu, umthwalo wakho uginqike uziyophonseka esihosheni.
May you too, if you are still walking around burdened by your sin, may you experience your sin being cast off and rolled far down.
Sigugu isiphambano ngoba sangehlukanisa nezono zami.
How precious is the cross because it separated me from my sin.
Akekho omunye owayengangehlukanisa nezono zami ngoba ngangiyibona zimnandi.
No one else could have parted me from my sin because I saw them as something nice.
Kodwa uJesu wafa esiphambanweni. Wangithethelela, wangehlukanisa nezono zami.
But the Lord Jesus who died for me on the cross, he saved me, he forgave me of my sin.
Nawe namhlanje na uma ngabe uzelana izono zakho ingakathethelelwa, ngithanda ukukumema, ngikumemele kulo Jesu owalengayo esiphambanweni wafa ukuthi akuthethelele izono zakho.
And I'd like to say to you and invite you who have not experienced the forgiveness of sin that you would come to this Lord Jesus who died for you and experience the wonder of being forgiven of your sin.
Okubalulekile ukuthi usuke kuleyo ndawo kuyo uye esiphambanweni ufike uguqe uyivume izono zakho.
The important thing is that you leave the place there where you are and that you come to the cross, that you kneel by the cross and that you confess your sin.
Kukhona ke izwi elisenhlizweni yami ebengifisa ukuthi ngidlulise namhlanje.
There is a word that is on my heart that I would like to pass on to you today.
Kodwa singakakwenzi lokho ngicela sivale amehlo sikhuleke.
But before we do that, let's pray.
Baba wethu othandekayo siphambi kwakho namhlanje ntambama.
Our loving heavenly Father, we stand before you today.
Sisondela kuwe ngokubonga ukuthi waba nomusa wathumela indodana yakhe ezelwe yodwa ukuthi ize emhlabeni izosifela.
We thank you, our heavenly Father, we come to you with thanksgiving that you sent your son to die for us.
Ukuze Nkosi uma isifile lophi igazi la esiphambanweni sikwazi ukuthi sihlanzwe inhliziyo zethu kulo lelo gazi bese siyasinda.
And that Lord, after the blood was shed on the cross, that we can come to that blood and have our sins washed.
Ngakho ke uNkulunkulu wethu nomusa, ngithanda ukuthi ngikumeme namhlanje nakulentambama ukuthi wehle ube phakathi kwethu.
And Lord, our gracious God, I invite you today to please come to be among us.
Ubusise izwi lakho Nkosi esolufunda.
That you would bless your word that we will read.
Ngoba izwi lakho ngaphandle kokuthi liphefumulelwe umoya wakho ongcwele alinto yalutho.
For Lord, a word that has not been breathed on by your Holy Spirit is nothing.
Ngiyacela ke Nkosi ukuthi kungakhulumi mina kodwa khulume.
And I pray, Lord, that it wouldn't be me that is speaking, but that it would be you.
Amen.
Amen.
Kusukela izolo enkonzweni yantambama kuze kube senkonzweni yasekuseni namhlanje na bengibona laba bashumayelayo kungathi bathatha nje amaphuzu ebengithi ngizokhuluma ngawo.
I've been seeing those who've been speaking yesterday and today, as they've been speaking, I've been seeing them taking the points that I wanted to pass on.
Amanye amanothi ebengiwabhalile la kumanothi ami kuye kwadingeka ukuthi ngiwadelete ngiwakhansele ngoba ngibona ukuthi
Some of my notes I've needed to scratch out because I saw that I would be repeating something.
Namhlanje ekuseni emva kwalenkonzo kuye kwadingeka ukuthi okunye ngikudelete futhi kodwa ukuhamba kwesikhathi ngase ngithi hayi angikiyeke kunjengoba kunjalo mhlamba ukuze uNkulunkulu akubeke enhlizweni yami ngenxa yokuthi ufuna ukuthi ngikugcizelele nami.
And after this morning service, I also saw some points that I first thought I must delete them, but then I thought, no, let me leave them. Maybe it is something that the Lord wants to emphasize.
Ngakho-ke nizongixolela uma kuwukuthi mhlambe kukhona okunye okukhulunyiwe okuphindekayo.
Therefore, you'll excuse me if some of the points that I mentioned have already been mentioned before.
Kule nkonzo-ke yanamhlanje ekuseni ngiyajabula ukuthi khona abanye abazalwane esinabo la esishumayela nabo.
I'm so thankful that there are others that are here today that we preach together with.
Ngeke ngiyiphethe le nkonzo kodwa uma sengikhulumile lokho kusenhlizweni yami ngizoyishivulekile uma ngabe kukhona abathanda ukunezelela ngiyacela ukuthi beze bakunezelele.
I will be thankful that when I've shared that which is on my heart, that others will come and share more points.
Ngifisa ukuthi ngifunde indaba efanayo kodwa ngiyifunde endaweni ezimbili eBhayibhelini.
I'd like to read a message that occurs in two places in the Bible.
Sithola encwadini ngokukaLuka 22.
The first is in Luke chapter 22.
Bese sofunda khona uverse 37.
And that's from verse 37.
Bese eyesibili sizoyithola kuIsaiah 53. Bese ngifunda uverse 12.
And then from Isaiah 53 verse 12.
Bese phenya kabazalwana ngazi ukuthi khona nongangiqalela iculo. Luke 22 verse 37.
Luke
22 verse 37. Sengiyafunda-ke. Ngokuba ngithi kini kumelwe.
For I tell you that this scripture must be fulfilled in me, and he was numbered with the transgressors, for what is written about me has its fulfillment. Allow me to repeat it.
Ngokuba ngithi kini kumelwe ukugcwaliseka kimi lokhu okulotshiwe kokuthi wabalwa kanye nezelelesi ngokuba oqondene nami sekuyaphela.
For I tell you that this scripture must be fulfilled in me, and he was numbered with the transgressors, for what is written about me has its fulfillment.
Isaiah 53 verse 12.
Isaiah 53 verse 12.
Ngalokho ngiyakuyabela kanye nabakhulu yahlukanise impango nabanamandla.
Therefore I will divide him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong.
Ngokuba yawuthulula umphefumulo wayo ekufeni, yabalwa kanye nezelelesi, yathwala nokho izono zabaningi, yabakhulekela aboni.
Because he poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressors, yet he bore the sin of many, and he makes intercession for the transgressors.
Ilawo amavesi asenhlizweni yami namhlanje ntambama engifisa ukuthi sikhulume ngawo.
These are the verses that I would like to speak about today.
Kulendaba enginifundele yona la kuLuka sifica uJesu enabafundi bakhe njengoba sizwile nakulezi inkonzo ezidlule ekamelweni eliphezulu edla nabo isidlo sokugcina.
As we've heard in this portion in Luke, our Lord Jesus was with his disciples in the upper room eating the Last Supper.
Uma uJesu enabafundi bakhe esehlele etafuleni sekulungiselela ukuthi kudliwe isidlo senkosi ndawonye nabafundi bakhe, uthi uJesu, nginxanele nokunxanela ukudla leli phasika kanye nani.
When the Lord Jesus was sitting and eating that Passover, that supper with his disciples, he said, I would like to sit and eat this with you.
Lokho nje kukodwa kuyithintile inhliziyo yami kwayinyakazisa.
That alone has really shook my heart.
Kwaba sengathi ngamehle engqondo ngiyambona uJesu ebhekene nokufa.
I see in my mind's eye the Lord facing this death.
Kodwa noma kunjalo athi nginqanele ngamanye amazwi ngilangazelele ukuthi ngidle leli phasika lami lokugcina ngilidle kanye nani ngingakahlupheki.
And despite facing that, he says, I have this desire to eat this Passover meal with you before I go through that difficult road.
Ngase ngicabange enhlizweni yami ngathi bazalwane, thina njengoba sila size kuleli phasika, ikuphi lokhu esikulangazelele?
I have this question. As we are here together this Easter time, what do we desire?
Sikulangazelele yini ngamandla sinqanele ukuthi sibe kulokhu uJesu akukho?
Do we have that desire to be in that which the Lord was in?
No, mamhlambe sinqanele ezinye izinto.
Or maybe are we longing for other things?
Ngeke ngikhulume okuningi ngoba uyazazi wena njengomzalwane njengobulana ukuthi kuphi lokhu okunqanele, kuphi lokhu okulangazelelayo enhliziyweni yakho.
I won't dwell much on this point because you know the longings and the desires of your heart.
Kungenzeka abanye mhlambe balakuleli phasika balangazelela ukuthi mhlambe ngibe nemali eningi.
Maybe some of those who are here today in this weekend have got a desire on their heart for much money.
Ngibe ngiphile kahle ngidlule bonke abanye abantu.
To live well more than other people.
Kodwa uJesu yena uthi ngilangazelele ukuthi ngibe nabafundi bami okugcina.
But what the Lord Jesus said, he had a desire to spend that time with his disciples.
Abanye ngiyazi ukuthi kukhona into ebahlupha kakhulu indaba yamaselula, mhlawumbe omunye wala akulangazelele akomele ukuthi abuke izithombe zabantu abanqunu kwiselula yakhe.
There are many people who are troubled by cell phones. Maybe some people have this craving, this desire to look at pornography on their cell phones.
Ikuphi wena njengomntwana kaNkulunkulu okhona lana okulangazelele?
What is it, child of God, that you desire?
Ngicela ningixolele ukuthi ngikhulume ngezithombe zabantu abanqunu sekukhulunyiwe ngazo kakhulu.
Excuse me for once again mentioning pornography because it is a point that's been mentioned before.
Kodwa ngiyazi ukuthi isihogo ngelinye ilanga sizogcwala abantu ababuka izithombe zabantu abanqunu emafoni nabo.
But I know that hell one day will be filled with those who watch pornography on their cell phones.
Uma ngingakhulumi ngakho lana, ngingantsheni khona ngiyoba necala phambi kaNkuluNkulu.
And I know that I will be guilty before God if I do not warn you about that.
Ngoba uzophuma uhambe ubuke izithombe zabantu abanqunu emva kwalokho uhambe yodlwengula izingane zabantu boshwe.
Because you will maybe leave this place, go and continue watching your pornography, and then you will rape someone and go to jail for that.
Futhi ngimelwe ukuthi ngikusize namhlanje kuleli phasika ngikhiphe umphefumulo wakho esogweni.
Because I have to this Easter time save your soul from hell.
Uthu Jesu kuleli phasika nginqanele ngilangazelele bengifisa kangakanani ukuthi ngibe nani kuleli phasika ngidle nani lesisihlo.
And how the Lord Jesus said that he had this desire to spend this time with his disciples.
Kube sengathi uJesu ukubeka eceleni kokufa kwakhe, kodwa ufuna ukuthi ahlangane nabafundi bakhe abatshene lezi ndaba.
It's as if the Lord wanted to, for a moment, put aside his death and have these discussions and share his heart with his disciples.
Walithola ithuba uJesu wakhuluma nabafundi bakhe.
And the Lord got this opportunity to speak to them.
Wakuveza lokho bekusenhlizweni yakhe.
And he poured out that which was on his heart.
Uthi ngimelwe ukuthi ngihlupheke.
He said, I have to go down this road of suffering.
Uthi kodwa omunye phakathi kwenu uyena ozongikhaphela.
But he said, one of those that is sitting here amongst you, he will be the one that hands me over.
Ilokhu Jesu abefuna ukuthi akwazisa abafundi bakhe.
And this the Lord wanted to make known to his disciples.
Sizwileke ukuthi kwabahlupha abafundi baka Jesu.
And we know how that troubled his disciples.
Babuzana ukuthi ngaba yimina yini inkosi.
And how they asked each other and said, Lord, is it me?
Ngisho noJude wayezomkhaphela uJesu naye wazowabuza ukuthi kungaba yimina yini inkosi.
And Judas himself, who was going to do that, he also asked and said, well, is it me?
Uthu Jesu sho khona.
And the Lord Jesus said, indeed, you have said spoken rightly.
Ngoba ubebuza evele azi ukuthi uyena ozomkhaphela uJesu.
He knew that he was the one that was going to hand the Lord Jesus over.
Emva kube sekukhulumile lokho uJesu ukhuluma noPetro uthi Petro, iqhude lingakakhali kathathu uzoba usungiphikile.
And then the Lord spoke to Peter and said, Peter, before the rooster crows 3 times, you will have denied me.
Wabatshena uJesu konke ebekusenhlizweni yakhe.
And the Lord Jesus shared all that which was on his heart.
Emva kwalokho usebatshena leli verse enginifundele lona.
And afterwards, the Lord then shared this verse that we've read to now.
Ilona ke leli verse elisenhlizweni yami namhlanje engithanda ukuthi sikhulume ngalo namhlanje ntambama.
And it is this verse that I would like us to speak about today.
Uthi ngimelwe ukufa kwezelelesi.
He says, I must die the death of and be numbered with the transgressors.
Kodwa okufike kwangidabula kakhulu inhliziyo ngesikhathi ngifunda leli verse lokhu.
But what really broke my heart when I read this verse.
Ngiye ngabuka ngacabanga ukuthi ubani lona othi ngimelwe ukufukufa kwezelelesi.
But when I looked at the one and I looked at the one who was speaking these words who says I must die this death with the transgressors.
Ngacabanga ukuthi uJesu indodana kaNkuluNkulu omele ukufukufa kwezelelesi.
And I thought this was the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, who spoke these words.
Ongazange asazi sono esela emhlabeni.
The one who knew no sin while he was here on earth.
Oweza ukuthi azothethelela abantu izono zabo.
Who came for the very purpose to save people of their sin.
Kodwa uma sekufika isikhathi sokuthi afe ufa ukufa kwezelelesi.
But he said when the time actually came, he came to die this death with the transgressors.
Inhliziyo yami yababuhlungu yadabuka.
And my heart was sore because of that.
Ngibona, ngizwa amazwi kaJesu athi ngizofa ngifukufa kwezelelesi.
When the Lord said he would have to die this death with the transgressors.
Ngacabanga ukuthi yini iselelesi ngabukisise eBhayibhelini ukuthi iselelesi umuntu onjani.
And I was looking to see what people are these.
Ngase ngifuna nakwezinye indawo ukuthi iselelesi umuntu onjani.
And I was looking to see what is a transgressor.
Kodwa ngase ngithola ukuthi umuntu obizwa ngeselelesi umuntu omubi, umuntu ophile ezonweni owenza lonke uhlobo lwezono.
And I realized and saw that a person who's called a transgressor is a person who lives an evil life, somebody who lives in sin.
Isigebengu.
It is a criminal.
Umuntu ongakholwa ongazani noNkulunkulu.
A person who does not know God.
Uyena kobizwa ngeselelesi.
It is that person that's called a transgressor.
Kodwa inkosi yamakhosi umsindisi wezwe uthi ngimelwe ukufa kwezelelesi.
But the King of Kings said, I must die this death with the transgressors.
Uma bengenzeka bengakuthatha lokhu ngikufake enhlizweni zenu ukuthi nikuzwe ukuthi kusho ukuthini uma inkosi yamakhosi ithi ngimele ukufa kwezelelesi.
If I could, I'd want to take this and pass it on and put it into your heart that you would understand what it means for the King of Kings to say that he would have to die the death with sinners.
Uthi ngimelwe kufanele ukuthi ngife lokhu kufa kwezelelesi.
He said, I must do this. I must die this death.
Bekufanele uJesu afe ukufa kwezelelesi ukuza sindise umphefumulo wami, asindise nemphefumulo yenu.
And the Lord Jesus had to die this death of a transgressor to save your soul and to save my soul.
Ngoba uma uJesu ebengafi afe loluhlobo lokufa achitha igazi lakhe esiphambanweni mhlambe ngaba akekho osindiswayo.
For if the Lord hadn't died on the cross and died this death on the cross, maybe there would be no one who would be saved.
Kwangathi sonke njengoba silana singakuthatha lokhu sikufake engqondweni zethu ukuthi uJesu kuzafe esiphambanweni wayefela ukuthi asuse icala lami.
May each and every one of us take this into our hearts and experience it and see it that the Lord died for me to remove my sin.
Uma ungakuthatha ngaleyo ndlela, ukubuke ngaleyo ndlela, ngikholwa ngenhliziyo yami yonke ukuthi zothi iphela lezi inkonzo uyobuginqela umthwalo wezono zakho.
And I believe that if you accept this message and you understand it, that by the time you leave this conference, that your sin will have been removed and the burden of your sin would be rolled away.
Ndodana kaNkulunkulu, ithi kumelwe ngife ukufa kwezelelesi ukuze ngisuse icala labantu.
The Son of God says, I must die this death with sinners, the death of sinners, so that I can remove the sin of mankind.
Ngikhumbula indaba esake sayixoxelwa ubaba umfundiswa la ekhaya.
It reminds me of a story that Reverend Stegen spoke.
Mhlambe ningixolele angizokwazi ukuthi ngiyilande njengoba ilanda ubaba uManias.
You will excuse me if I can't relate it as he used to relate it.
Kodwa ngicabangile uma ngizwa ngifunda lencwadi athi uJesu ngimelwe ukufa lokhu kufa ukuze ngisindise umphefumulo wabantu abaningi.
But I thought of it when I read this and I thought of the Lord saying, I must die in this way to save the souls of mankind.
Uthi kwake kwenzeka kwakhona insizwa lensizwa yaba nephupho.
It is said in the story that there was a young man who had a dream.
Uthi lensizwa iphupha ingena endaweni eyiholo iyodwa vo.
And this young man dreamt that he entered into a large hall, but he was all alone.
Uma ibheka iphenduka kuleli hholo inothisa into eyodwa kusukela emnyango wehholo. Kukhona amashalofu kusukela phansi kuze kushaye phezulu kusilingi.
But one thing that he noticed when he entered this hall, that from floor to ceiling there were shelves.
Lama shalofu aroundile yonke indawo azafika azogcina futhi kulomnyango.
And these shelves covered the entire perimeter of the hall.
Lama shalofu kubhalwe zonke izono zakhe.
And on these shelves was written all his sin.
Kuthiwa lendoda uma ivula ishalofu lokuqala eyalivulayo kubhalwe onke amanga eyake yawaqamba emhlabeni.
And when he came and he opened and came to the first shelf and he opened it, in it were written all the lies that he had ever told.
Mhlambe nawe ukhona la endlini uswake wawaqamba amanga mhlambe futhi amaningi.
Maybe you too who are seated here today have also told lies, maybe numerous lies.
Ngelinye ilanga uyowafica lawo mangakho mhlamba gcwele ishalofu.
Maybe one day you will find your lies that you've told filling this shelf.
Lensizwa besivula kwelinye ishalofu.
And then this young man went and he opened another shelf.
Ivule yonke imicabango emibi eyake yayicabanga.
And he saw written there all the evil thoughts that he had ever thought. And he went to another shelf. All the immoral acts that he had ever done were written down there.
Bonke abantu besifazane engake ngathandana nabo babhaliwe kwaze kwabhalwa ngisho amagama abo.
All the women that he was in love with, had been in love with, their names were written down there.
Yayifunda izono zayo zigcwele udonga lweholo lonke yaze yaphuma ngale.
And he read all and saw all his sin written from the one part of the hall all the way around to the other side.
Uma isifundile kuthiwa lendoda yashawa uvalo yakhakhazela.
And after he had read this, it says this young man was terrified.
Wabona wathi kanti ngoneka ngaka emhlabeni.
When he saw just how much sin he had committed.
Izono zami ziningi kangaka engizenzile ngimdumaze kangaka uNkulunkulu.
And seeing how many sins he had committed and how he displeased God.
Inhliziyo yalensizwa yadabuka yababhlungu.
And it is said his heart broke.
Kuthiwa wayesecabanga wathi ingathi ngebe bikho umuntu ozongena lana avule noma elilodwa nje lamashalofu abone lamahlazo engawenzayo.
And he thought, oh, if only no one else would be able to enter this hall and see all the terrible things that I have done.
Ishawa uvali njalo lensizwa kuthiwa wayesezwa isicapha sivuleka.
And he, afraid as he was, he heard a door opening.
Wangena lo muntu uma engena lo muntu umuntu omuhle ugqoke ingubo ezimhlophe unobuso obumamathekayo.
And this person who entered was wearing white clothes with a beautiful face that was smiling.
Wafike wama ngemva kwayo.
And he came and he stood behind this young man.
Lensizwa iyabuka ibuka izono zayo eyazenzayo.
And while this young man was reading all the sins that he had committed,
iqhumi dabuka inhliziyo yakhe,
with a broken heart,
athi ngona ngamona uNkulunkulu ngenza lonke lolu hlobo lwezono,
saying, I have sinned before God, having committing all these various sins.
Lo muntu onomusa la ephusheni kuthiwa wayeselithatha iphepha elalibhalwe izono zalo. Izono zalensizwa walibuka walifunda ngesikhathi ilifunda lensizwa.
And then this person who had entered came and he read this paper where all these sins were written down.
Yaba namahloni lensizwa ukuthi izono zami ezingaka useyifunda lo muntu.
And this young man was so embarrassed and at this man was coming to read all his sin.
Kodwa kwakhona lokho enhlizweni yakhe ukuthi ngimonile uNkulunkulu ngiyadabuka ngalezi zono.
But in his heart he was filled with this remorse that he had sinned before God.
Kuthiwa mayeselithathile leli phepha walibuka lo muntu wayese edweba umuqa edweba ngepeni lasezulwini edweba umuqo bomvu ethi you are forgiven.
But as he was thinking that, this man took a red pen and wrote across the page saying, you are forgiven.
Yonke lamashalofu ayigcwele indawo uJesu wabhala ukuthi uthethelelwe izono zakho.
In all these numerous shelves, the Lord Jesus came and he wrote, you are forgiven.
Wasayina, wasayina ngepeni lasezulwini ipeni elibomvu wasayina ukuthi uthethelelwe izono zakho.
And he signed with the red heavenly pen, your sins are forgiven.
UJesu esimkhonzayo kwakumelwe ukuthi afe ukufa kwezelelesi ukuze izelelesi ezonile njengalomuntu zithole ukuthi isizakale zisinde ezonweni zaso.
The Lord Jesus had to die the death with the transgressors that these transgressors could find forgiveness for their sin.
Ukuba uJesu akafanga angikholwa ukuthi le ndoda ibizothola ukuthi ithethelelwe.
If the Lord Jesus hadn't died, this young man would not have received forgiveness.
Ayingixoxele ngokudlula enye indaba engicabanga nje ukuba ngixoxa le ndaba.
Let me tell you another story that I've thought about.
Ngelinye ilanga bengisendleleni ngiphuma eMaritzburg bengisasebenza sesitolo la kuthiwa isesibusiso bengiphuma eMaritzburg ngijahile ngifuna ukufica kungakavalwa esitolo.
On my way back from Pietermaritzburg, I was driving back to a store close by that I was managing.
Ngihamba ngeveni yami.
And I was going with my van.
Uma ngiza endleleni ngidlula khona indawo ekuthiwa kuse New Hanover.
When I was driving through the New Hanover area,
kukhona intaba mawudlule New Hanover edonsayo kanje.
There is quite a steep hill that you need to drive up coming out of New Hanover.
Mangi phakathi nentaba ngifica amaloli amalola u4 elandelana nenye iveni ngemva kwawo.
I found crawling up this hill 4 lorries and another bucky.
Bese ngwalandela ngihamba kancane nami.
And so I also was following them going very slowly.
Ngemva kwami sizayigcwala imoto zibe ningi.
And behind me there was a long string of cars.
Sahamba sahamba uma uyazi le yandawo ngikhole ukuthi abaningi bayayazi uma usuzodundubala kukhona indawo othi mawubuka phambili ubone ukuthi akukho moto kodwa uline uvalile kune barrier line.
There is a part of that road, if you know it, where you're reaching the top of the hill and you think you can pass but the line is still closed.
Kase ngibuka ngabuka lapha phambili ngabona ukuthi akukho lutho oluzayo.
And I looked up ahead and I saw nothing coming.
Nga indicator ngadlula lamaloli awu4 naleveni yayiphambi kwami.
And I then put on my indicator and I passed these 4 lorries and the other pickup that was ahead of me.
Ngiwadlula uline uvalile kwi barrier line.
And I passed them over the barrier line.
Uma sengizoqeda mhlambe bese ngiselolini lokugcina ngelapha emuva ngizwe isiren yamaphoyisa ikhala.
And while when I was almost passing the last lorry right in front, I heard a siren behind.
Nelambe lihlaza.
And the light going on.
Hayi ngibona ukuthi konakele.
And I realized
ngonile ngenza iphutha futhi.
And I realized that I have made a terrible mistake.
Hayi angilandela amaphoyisa afika ngimisa.
And so the cops followed me and they stopped me.
Ngiphume eqala ngithi ngiyowachazela ngithi awu ngiyaxolisa ukuthi ngijahile nani nani ngibeka izabe eziningi.
And so I got out first and I thought I would have to explain to them that I'm in a hurry and tell them the story.
Ngiphume insizwa yekhalad ihamba nomunye omhlophe.
And so when the cops got out it was a colored man and another white man.
Athi I don't need your explanation. Angidingi incazo yakho.
And where they said, I don't need your explanation.
Uthi uma udriver kanje uzofa ufe nabantu abaningi.
And they said, if you carry on and you drive like this, you will die and die with many people.
Wangibhalela ithikithi.
And he wrote out a ticket for me.
3,000 rand.
I had to pay 3,000 rand.
I ngaleso sikhathi ngo 2016, cishe bekulako 2016, 2015. bekuyimali enkulu 3000.
In 2015, 2016, when this happened, it was a terrible amount, a lot of money.
Bengazi ukuthi ngizoyikhokha ngani.
And I didn't know how I was going to pay it.
Hayi ngifike la ekhaya.
And I came back home.
Bese ngikhuluma le ndaba abanye bethi hayi bhala incwadi ucela isephulelo.
And so others, when I got back to the mission and I explained it to them, they said, no, you must write a letter and ask for a reduction.
Hayi ngayibhala incwadi ngacela omunye ukuthi angifundele, omunye angihumshele ngesiNgisi angifundele.
And so I wrote it down and then I asked somebody else to translate it for me into English.
Ngayithatha leyo ncwadi ngaya nayo eNew Hanover netikiti lami.
And I took my fine and this letter and I went to New Hanover.
Uma ngifika basebetha ngiye office lomshushisi.
And so they told me that when I got there they said go to the prosecutor's office.
Ngafika lapha office lomshushisi ngifica inkosazana emhlophe.
And so when I got to that office, I found a white lady. You can think, I really knew I had to pay 3,000 rand. And I thought, well, maybe they will reduce it to
1,500.
And so this lady took my letter and she read it from top to bottom and then she took my fine, my traffic fine, and she looked at it. And then she looked at me and I looked down. And then she took again the ticket and she looked at it again. She looked at me. A long time. And I was hiding my eyes, looking down. And she took a pen. And she drew two lines across it. And she wrote, cancelled. She took a stamp. And she stamped it. And she took her pen and signed it. And she took that ticket and she put it aside. And I watched her. And it was as if I was confused. And she said, go home. It was as if I was just confused with the way that she forgave me. She said, your fine is wiped away. I'm using this example from here on earth. But the Lord Jesus, whom we serve, did something so much greater than this. I had to pay 3,000 rand. And she wiped it away.
Kodwa thina besizoya esihogweni uma ngabe icala lethu lingesulwanga sishe inguna phakade.
But we would have to spend eternity in hell if our fine hadn't been forgiven.
Kodwa uJesu owafaya esiphambanweni walithatha ithikithi lethu walisayina ngegazi lakhe elophaya esiphambanweni wathi uthethelelwe izono zakho.
But the Lord Jesus, who died for our sin on the cross, took our ticket and he signed it with his blood and said, you are forgiven.
Ubungeke yini uyinikele kulo Jesu esikhuluma ngaye namhlanje ntambama ukuze alesule icala lakho athi uthethelelwe.
Will you not come to this Lord Jesus and have him say, your sins are forgiven? I must die this death with the transgressors. In order for me to save your souls from hell.
Ufica lapho uJohane ebona isixuku esikhulu ebesingenakubalwa.
If you read in the book of Revelation, you see the Apostle John seeing this huge crowd that couldn't be counted.
Uthi bonke bebegqoke ingubo ezimhlophe bemi phambi kwewundlu bemdumisa uNkulunkulu imini nobusuku.
Saying that they were all dressed in white, standing before the Lamb, praising Him day and night.
Bephethe amahlamvu esundu ngezandla zabo akhombisa ukuthi banqobile.
And they were holding palm branches in their hands, showing that they had been forgiven.
Obani laba baphuma phi na?
Who are these people? Where do they come from?
Baphuma osizini olukhulu emhlabeni. Kodwa abayekanga ukuwashiya ingubo zabo bazenze zibe mhlophe egazini lewundlu.
They are the ones who came out of the great tribulation, but they did not fail to keep and wash their garments and keep them clean and wash them in the blood of the Lamb.
Laba bantu bebenganakuma badumisa uNkulunkulu imini nobusuku uma ngabe uJesu akafanga ekufa kwezelelesi.
This great multitude would not have been able to stand in that way praising the Lord if they couldn't wash their garments in the blood of the Lamb.
Emva kokuba sengifundile le ndaba, ngase ngivuma enhlizweni yami ngathi impela uJesu njengoba ethi bekumele ngife, bekumele ukuthi afe ukuze azosindisa ezonweni zethu.
When I read this, I thought to myself, indeed, the Lord had to die in this way so that He could save us from our sin.
Emva kokuba uJesu sekhulumile nabo ukuthi umele ukuthi afe lokhu kufa.
And after the Lord had spoken these words saying that He has to die this death,
uJesu wayesengena engadini yaseGetsemane.
The Lord Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane.
Niyayazi indaba ngeke ngiyilande.
You know the story.
Lapho uJesu khona athandaza ithukuthuko zakhe zaze zafana namaconsi egazi.
Where the Lord prayed in that way that the sweat drops were like drops of blood.
Wangena lapho wakhuleka emva kwesikhathi umphefumulo wakhe usizi emva kwesikhathi bafika bamthatha.
And after he had prayed in this way, they came and they took him.
Lathethwa icala lika Jesu.
And he went and his trial was discussed.
Bamfumane necala.
And they said he was guilty.
Bamthatha bahamba bayombethela esiphambanweni.
And they went and they nailed him to the cross.
Walenga uJesu esiphambanweni phakathi kwezulu nomhlaba ngenxa yezono zami nangenxa yezono zakho.
And the Lord hung on that cross suspended between heaven and earth. Because of your sin and because of my sin.
Uma eselenge siphambanweni kuthi uJesu wayesememeza wathi baba bathethelele ngoba bakwazi abakwenzayo.
And when the Lord was hanging on that cross, he cried out and he said, Father, forgive them for they know not what they are doing.
Kwezinye indawo kuye kufundwa amazwi ayisikhombisa akhulunywa uJesu elenge siphambanweni.
Sometimes there are seven words that are spoken about that the Lord spoke on the cross.
Kodwa elokuqala lishoyo uJesu elenge siphambanweni uthi baba bathethelele ngoba bakwazi abakwenzayo.
But firstly the Lord said, Father, forgive them for they know not what they are doing.
Nampa abantu bayambethela uJesu bamthwesa icala engenacala kodwa uJesu akababambele igqubu uthi baba baxolele bathethelele ngoba lokho abakwenzayo abakwazi.
Here's the Lord crucified, being given this guilt, whereas he was actually guiltless, but he did not hold any of this against them. He says, Father, forgive them, they know not what they are doing.
Ngiye ngacabanga ngesikhathi ngifunda ngifika kuleyo ndaba ngathi kazi ukuthi la phakathi kwethu ubani onganenhliziyo enjengeka Jesu sithi sabalandeli baka Jesu.
And I thought, how many of those here, we all call ourselves followers of the Lord Jesus, how many of us have his heart?
Ubani ongathi ehlushwa kodwa ebethi baba bathethelele laba bantu abangihluphayo.
Who, when other people are persecuting him, can even say of those who are persecuting him, Lord, forgive them?
ngathandaza enhlizweni yami ngathi Nkulunkulu ngicela ukuthi ungenze ngifane noJesu.
And I prayed in my heart and I said, Lord Jesus, please would you make me like you?
Ngiyengitshena abantu ngithi ngumlandeli wakho, ngenzeke Nkosi ngikulandele ngikufuze, ngenze njengoba wenza.
I tell other people that I am a follower of yours. Help me to live like you.
Esebethele uJesu esiphambanweni, kuthiwa kwakukhona izelelese imbili esinye singapha ngakulesi sandla, esinye singakulesi sandla.
And while the Lord was hanging on the cross, there were two thieves that were nailed one on the one side and one on the other side of him.
Niyabona yini ukuthi kuyafezeka lokhu uJesu ayekushilo ukuthi ngimele ukuthi ngife nezelelesi.
Do you see that this which he said had to come true was indeed coming true, that he would have to die a criminal's death?
Laba bantu ngingathi mangiyibuka le ndaba ngathi abekho abantu abanenhlanhla njengalabo abantu ukuthi makufika isikhathi sabo sokufa, isikhathi sabo sokubethelwa, ube khona uJesu eduze kwabo.
And I thought how there were no people as privileged as these two, that when it came for their time to be crucified, that they were crucified with the Lord Jesus.
Laba bantu bebonile benza amacala ahlukene aba amaningi, kwase kudinga ukuthi babethelwe, ukubethelwa kwabo kwahlanganiswa nokubethelwa kwenkosi yethu Jesu.
And they had done many things deserving of this crucifixion, and they found themselves crucified with the Lord Jesus.
Nizwile nasenkonzweni yasekuseni.
You've heard even in the morning service.
Kuthiwa esinye sizelelesi sathi kuJesu, awusiye yini uma uyindodana kaNkulunkulu, zisindise, usindise nathi.
And how the one of the thieves said, if you're the Son of God, come down and save us. Save yourself and save us.
Ngishilo ngathi laba bantu bebenenhlanhla yokuthi babethelwe kanye noJesu.
I said these people had a privilege to be crucified with the Lord Jesus.
Kodwa omunye wayemukela inhlanhla, omunye wayidelela inhlanhla abenayo.
But one of them accepted that privilege and the other one despised it.
Ngize ngacabanga izintombi eziyishumi esifunda ngazo eBhayibhelini.
And I was thinking about the 10 virgins that we read about in the Bible.
Abanye bahlakaniphile, abanye bayiwula.
Where the five were wise and the others were foolish.
Laba bayiwula abatholanga ukuthi bangene noJesu endlini.
And where those who were foolish could not enter in with the Lord Jesus when he arrived.
Kodwa laba abahlakaniphile abaphatha izibani, baphatha namafutha, bangena kanye noJesu.
But those who were wise, they had their lamps and they had their oil and they could go in with the Lord Jesus.
Lesi sinyiselelesi sihambisana nesiqhuku siyamhlambalaza uJesu.
This one thief spoke like the crowd and were speaking terrible things about the Lord Jesus.
Akukho kunye esaphinde sakuzwa ngalesi selelesi saze safa simhlambalaza uJesu.
We hear nothing else about this thief, knowing even though he died in this terrible way, having said these things.
Uma ufunda uverse 40 sithi lithi sasesiphendule esinye sasithethisa sathi nawe umesaba uNkulunkulu ingani sikulokhu kulahlwa ngokufaneleyo kodwa lo akenzanga lutho lubi.
Verse 40. Yeah. And if you read in Luke 22 verse 40.
No, it's not. Verse 23. Yeah.
Chapter 23, verse 40. It says, but the other rebuked him, saying, do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation?
Emva kokuba sesisho njalo, sathi Jesu uzungikhumbule embusweni wezulu.
And having said that, he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Kube sengathi lesiselelesi besazi ukuthi uJesu kukhona umbuso anawo, umbuso wezulu.
This thief knew that there is a kingdom that the Lord Jesus was returning to.
Uthi Jesu uzungikhumbule mawusufika embusweni wezulu.
And he says, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Uthi Jesu namhlanje ngizoba nawe eparadise.
And he says, today you will be with me in paradise.
Nangempela uJesu wa mawuphuma umphefumulo wahamba waye eparadise neselelesi saye lesi esaphendukayo saye eparadise kanye noJesu.
And indeed, when the Lord Jesus died and went to paradise, this thief too went to paradise.
Ngayicabanga indaba zalezi zelelesi zombili esinye sibe nenhlanhla. Ngesikhathi sokugcina samemukela uJesu sabona ububi baso esinye safa singabonanga ububi bezono zaso.
And I thought of these two thieves, the one who died having not seen the evil of his sin, but the other one died having experienced that forgiveness, having seen his sin.
Ngasicabanga lesesinye selelesi sesise hides ukuthi kazi ukuthi asenzanga yini njengesicebi no Lazaro sathatha mehlaso sawabhekisa phezulu sambo sasibona lesesinye selelesi sihlele sifubeni sika Jesu.
And I thought to myself, this one thief, when he was in Hades, did he not do like the rich man and Lazarus and look up to the other thief?
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasiza.
May the Lord help us.
Ukuthi nathi sithathe indaba kaJesu njengalesesinye iselelesi.
That we would take this Jesus' death like this one thief.
Uma ufunda le ndaba uyifunda ngale kuIsaiah la ngifunde khona.
If you read this portion in Isaiah where we read,
kuthiwa yazithwala izono zabaningi.
It says he carried the sins of many.
Esesiphambanweni bese kuthiwa aba ukuthiwa yabakhulekela abaningi.
And it says that he prayed for many.
Kodwa ifa ithwele izono zezwe.
But he died having carrying the sin of the world.
UJesu inkosi yamakhosi nomsindisi wezwe uyafa ufethwele izono zakho.
Jesus, the King of Kings, died carrying your sin.
Kuthiwa uJesu waze wakhala noNkulunkulu uQobo wamshiya ngoba ethwele izono zethu, izono zami nezono zakho.
And it is said that the Lord cried out, and even the Father forsook him because he carried your sin and my sin.
Nkulunkulu wami, ungishiyeleni na?
My God, why have you forsaken me?
UJesu bethwele izono zami, ethwele izono zakho.
Jesus was carrying your sin and carrying my sin.
Awucabanga izono zakho ozenzayo, uJesu wafa eyithwele.
Think of the sins that you have committed. Jesus died carrying, dying for them.
Kodwa noma kunjalo akayekanga ukuthi asikhulekele.
But despite that, he did not stop interceding for us.
Amen.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngamathuba amahle njengalana.
We thank the Lord for these amazing opportunities that we have.
Yingakho kwangikhalisa enhlizweni yami lapha umbuso wakithi uvala iholidi lomenyuko.
That is why I cried in my heart when our government removed as a public holiday Ascension Day.
Ngoba amathuba anjena ayigugu kithina maKristu ngoba ngamathuba okuhlangana ukuba sivuselelane.
Because opportunities like this are precious to us Christians because we can come together and be revived.
Ngibuke ngisho kusukela izolo kusukela enkonzweni yakusihlwe bengikuyona neyasekuseni namhlanje kuza kulena ngithe enhlizweni yami amathuba anjena amathuba amahle okuba sikwazi ukuhlangana bazalwane ukuba sikwazi ukuvuselelana zikhwezelwe nezikhune bese ihlehlile.
And that when we sat in the services last night and this morning, I thought that's such an amazing opportunity for us that we can be revived, and even the coals that are not glowing as they should, that they would burn brightly. And that we would get the good teachings that we need. The Lord Jesus was counted among the sinners. When the transgressors were counted, the Lord was found among them. Not carrying any sin of his own, but carrying your and my sin. Our sin was accounted to him. Do you not realize that this sin that you are committing even today, that even that sin has been counted to him? And that is why it is an amazing opportunity that we have to be together, that even the person who's been backsliding spiritually, that he can come back. And the one who has gone back to their sin, that they would be able to come back and repent before God.
Angazi bazalwane siyayiqonda kahle siyizwa kahle le ndaba yokuthi umuntu engenacala kodwa balwe kanye nabaneca.
I don't know if we understand what this means, that a person who is guiltless would be counted among the guilty.
Ngoba ngisho nonecala mayithole sebalwa naye maseyibalwa izelelesi ebalwa phakathi kwazo.
It is not a nice thing that when all the guilty people are counted, that he was counted as part of them. But even though you have been counted among the sinners, because a sinner you indeed are, may you come and fall down before the cross, fall down before the Lord and ask for forgiveness.
Leli thuba kungaba yithuba lokuthi nawe ubalwe kanye nabo labo kade sizwa ngaba bembethe ingubo ezimhlophe besuka osizini olukhulu kade bethwele usizi emzimbeni yabo kumbe ngenxa yezono zabo bona abazenzile.
And it may you not be counted among the sinners anymore, but may you be counted among that great crowd that we heard about who had been washed, that crowd who had gone through that persecution. I thought about this when we heard the story about that man who saw all his sin written down on all the shelves. Would you not like to be among those whose sins have been forgiven, all those sins on all the shelves, that those sins would be wiped away?
Khumbula ngesile egoli kwelinye jele nami ngene khona ngecala engangilenzile.
I remember in Johannesburg when I had to deal with something that I had done.
Ngangenza icala lokuhamba edolobheni ngingaliphethe ipasi.
I was guilty because I had walked through the town without carrying my identification. It was on a Sunday, I was on the way to the service and I found myself inside in John Foster Square.
Bangithatha ekuseni ngakangena nenkonzo ngisazulindela ukuyongena enkonzweni.
They took me in the morning early before the service started.
Sengiphakathi ngiyezwa ngaphandle khona omemezayo omemeza igama lami ethi Bheki, Bheki, igama lami ke lelo abaningi emndenini wakithi abangibiza ngalo.
And I heard somebody outside crying my name and saying Bheki, Bheki.
Futhi ngavele ngeza ukuthi uMama Ndlovu lo ungimemezayo ngaphandle kodwa kwabanzima kimi ngesaba ukuthi ngisabele ngoba kusejele lapha akhona ekhaya.
But I was afraid to answer. I heard that it was Mama Mandlovu who was crying and shouting my name, but I was afraid to respond because this I was in jail.
Ngilizwele liphimbo liqhubeka limemeza Bheki, Bheki ukuthi angisabele kodwa ngisabela benginabo la.
I kept hearing my name, Bheki, Bheki, but I was afraid to answer and respond.
Ngalala phakathi.
So I slept inside.
Bumbe nawe kulezi insuku uyalizwa igama lakho uyamenyezwa uyakubiza uJesu. Uthi phuma kulelo jele lezono oboshwe kulo. Kumbe usuneminyaka uhleli phakathi wenzo ngakuthandi uphila impilo ongayithandi. Uyamenyezwa namhlanje phuma kulelo jele awubize lakho igama nawe sabela uJesu uyakubiza.
But you hear your name, the Lord Jesus is calling your name, saying come out from that jail of sin, that jail in which you've been trapped for all these years. Respond to the Lord when he calls your name.
Kumbe kade ungena uphume inkonzweni ulizwe igama lakho ngaphakathi limenyezwe enhlizweni yakho kodwa uyesaba ukusabela wesaba abangani bakho wesaba ntanga yakho wesaba lomshungo ohamba nawo osuphile nawo nikhuluma kabi ngokukholwa kumbe nenzizono zabo kuthi sukuma nawe inikele enkosini kuthi sabela kodwa nampa laba bangapha kwakho wesaba lendawo yokono kuyo uyesaba kume ukusabela sabela.
You've heard your name being called all this time and all the many services, but you're afraid to answer, you're afraid to respond because you're afraid what your friends will say, those friends that you've been sinning with all this time, you're afraid of what they're going to say. Respond to the Lord when he calls your name.
Kumbe mhlamba nalokho okuzwe enhlizweni usathane ekhohlisa ngakho awukade bengazi mina ukuthi ngiyakholwa bayazi nabanye ukuthi ngikho bazothini mase ngihamba nami sengiyohlala nomlungisisi ngiyovuma izono sabela sukuma qonda khona uwe ngelinye ilanga oyobuphambi kwesihlalo sokwahlulelwa sikaNkulunkulu.
Maybe you're afraid because people around you think you're already a Christian and you're afraid to be seen going to sit with a counselor. Answer, respond to the Lord when he calls your name.
Uyoqhubeka uphila lempilo ephila ukuze kube nini. Ilokhu ubizwa ngaleli gama obizwa ngalo elihambisana nempilo ephilayo ekoneni kuyoze kube nini.
How long will you persist in your sin, in your way, hearing your name being called? How long will you carry on?
Kuyoba nini uphila impilo esivivi? Ungamshisekeli uNkulunkulu ushisekeli umsebenzi wakhe. Uyophila impilo yokuhlala lapha kude. Kuyoze kube nini?
For how long will you continue living a lukewarm life? Instead of burning for the Lord Jesus and his work, how long will you sit right at the back?
Inkosi yethu yabalwa kanye nezelelesi ukuze sithina siphume phakathi kwezelelesi sibalwe kanye nabangcwele bakaNkuluNkulu.
The Lord Jesus was counted among the sinners so that we sinners can come out from their number and be counted with those who are righteous.
Leli phasika ke kube yiphasika eliqopha umlando empilweni yakho ukuthi ngephasika lika 2024 ngaphuma emshungwini wezelelesi lesulwe igama lami phakathi kwezelelesi zisulwe izono zami zaxolelwa ngaphuma kubona ngayivuma izono zami ngayishiya ngaphilela uNkulunkulu.
May this Easter be the Easter where it is recorded in heaven that you came out from the transgressors and that this Easter 2024 you left their number and you joined the number of the righteous.
Uyohlala ezonweni kuze kube nini uJesu ekubiza na?
How long will you persist in your sin while the Lord is calling your name?
Asithandaz.
Let us pray.
Nkulunkulu wethu omuhle nosithandayo, siyabonga kakhulu ngamathuba amahle njengalana.
Our wonderful God who loves us, thank you for these amazing opportunities that you give us.
Siyabonga Nkulunkulu wethu ngothando lwakho olungaka. Waze wanikela ngendodana yakho iyodwa ukuba thina uma sikholwa yiyo sisindiswe.
Thank you, Lord, for your great love that you sent your Son to die for us, that if we would believe in him, that we would be saved.
Nkulunkulu wethu sengathi lempela sonto yePhasika ingebe yize eimpilweni zethu. Kwangathi ingaba nomvuzo omuhle kuthele ithelo ezinhle eziningi eimpilweni zethu.
Lord, may this Easter not be a time that is in vain in our lives, but that may this Easter truly bring good fruit.
Kuthi labo Nkulunkulu abakuthandayo abanquma balibambe igeja babe besabheka emumva bezizwele bekhuthazela kakhulu kunaqala bethola futhi amandla amasha bakuphilele kangcono kunaqala.
And that those who are serving you would continue and that they would have the strength to serve you with more vigor and serve you even more.
Sebenza Nkulunkulu wethu ngamandla kaMoya oNgcwele phakathi kwethu bantwana bakho.
Lord, would you work among your people through the power of your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank the Lord Jesus for the way in which he's spoken to us. So we'll ask the choir from Virginia to come and sing for us in closing. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever stood trembling at the foot of the cross, looking at your Lord?
Ingabe wena usake wazithola yini umile phambi kwesihlalo sobukhosi bukaNkulunkulu uthuthumele?
If you have, I don't believe you can continue in your sin.
Uma usake wazithola kuleso simo, angikholwa ukuthi ungaqhubeka ezonweni zakho.
Come and stand at the foot of the cross and behold the Lamb of God and tremble.
Woza nawe ume la phansi kwesiphambano uzithola uphambi kwenkosi uthuthumele.
Behold him hanging on that cross and you will be healed of your sin.
Umbheke elenga kuleso siphambano khona lapho uzokusindiswa ezonweni zakho.
Shall we pray?
As tandas.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for everything that we have heard.
Nkosi Jesu, siyakubonga ngakho konke sesikuzwile.
You have warned us, you have invited us, you have beseeched us to come to you.
Ususixwayisile Nkosi, ususimemile Nkosi, usincenga ukuba size kuwe.
May we heed your voice.
Kwangathi singalalelisisa iphimbo lakho.
And as we part, be with each one and watch over the seed that has been sown, lest the birds of the air come and eat it up.
Sicela Nkosi ukuthi uqhubeke ukukhulumisane nathi, usenze Nkosi ukuba siqaphe leyo nhlamvu ewile ngaphambi kokuba inyoni zifike zidlule nayo.
And may each one of us have that heavenly vision of you being slain for us on the cross.
Kwangathi sonke singaba nalowo mbono wasezulwini sikubone Nkosi ulenga esiphambanweni.
So that we may be healed of our disease, of our sin.
Ukuze Nkosi sikwazi ukulapheka ezonweni zethu ekuguleni kwethu.
We thank you, Lord.
Siyakubonga Nkosi.
Amen.
Amen.